Four more boys have been rescued from that flooded cave in northern Thailand, which leaves four boys and their soccer coach still in the cave waiting to be rescued. But even after being rescued, there are big challenges for people who have gone through something like this. Just ask the 33 Chilean miners who were trapped underground for 69 days back in 2010. Hector Tobar wrote a book about that. He joins us via Skype. Hector, what are you thinking as you hear about these boys in the cave in Thailand?
Well, I'm thinking about the impact of what's happened to them already. Many of them now have been rescued, but the time that they spent in the dark in that place, and especially those first 9 days before they were discovered, I know that that time had a tremendous impact on their young psyches, because the same thing happened to these Chilean miners back in 2010, who spent 17 days in the dark waiting to be rescued, thinking that no one was looking for them. And that time really traumatized many of them.
Well, what did it do to them? Tell us about the trauma that the Chilean miners experienced.
Well, for the Chilean miners, it was the sense that they were dying, that they were facing imminent death, the sense that they were trapped in their own coffins, reflecting on the lives they've had, and thinking that no one was looking for them, that they were going to die alone. So I'm sure those boys went through the same thing. But those men, those Chilean miners, they were middle-aged guys going through this. And these young guys, teenagers in Thailand, I know that's going to be a really deep psychological wound for them that has to be treated and dealt with and recognized.
The period before they had been discovered, what about after? What about between when they were discovered and when they actually get out of the cave? Is that traumatic in any way?
Well, absolutely, yes, because you know that the rescue is not safe. It's not. It's a dangerous thing. That same thing happened with the miners. The miners were trapped 2,000 feet underground, and the Chilean government carved this pathway to them, this cylinder through the mountain, and yet the mountain was still rumbling. So there was a lot of danger those men could be killed as they were being rescued. And we know, of course, already that one of the rescuers died trying to reach these boys. It's a very, very tense and intense moment for anyone being rescued. The miners told me that they saw their lives pass before them. They reflected on their lives, on the times they met their wives, when their children were born, as they were in this long passageway, hoping to escape. It's a difficult moment. Even the rescue itself is difficult. And then there's reaching the outside world, which is filled with all kinds of conflicting emotions.
What happens when they reach the outside world? I was thinking about just being in the dark and then coming into the light must be quite a shock. But what are the other adjustments that have to be made once somebody who's been trapped in a cave or in a mine come out?
Well, the question of light is no small matter. The miners came out with dark lenses over their eyes to protect them because they had spent 69 days in the darkness and had not seen the sun. But what being alone in the dark and what being in this intense, extreme situation does to you itself is kind of like – it's sort of like being abused is the way the miners described it to me. You begin to feel very small. Being in the presence of death for that long, the possibility of death is something that it's almost like an assault on the psyche. And so you come out feeling very, very small. You feel like you've been belittled. And yet the world is celebrating you. And that's a difficult thing to deal with, psychologically speaking.
What about the family members of these boys in Thailand? They are unable at this moment to actually hug their children. They're keeping them separate for a number of reasons, including that they want to quarantine them in case they picked up some infection in the cave. But what does this do to the families?
It's something that happened with the Chilean miners to be separated from their loved ones. In the case of Chile, they had this spectacle on the surface with television cameras and everyone watching. You know, it's hard on the families. I think it's in many ways for the families, it was a renewal of their love for each other. There were people who had been separated and were on the brink of divorce who got back together again. And so there's this powerful sort of sense of like we really do matter to each other. But at the same time, the families might discover that these young men have changed. They're going to be impacted. A lot of the miners came out very angry after a while, just normal reactions from post-traumatic stress. And so to see that in a young man is going to be difficult, and I hope someone is preparing them for that.
How are the miners from Chile who were trapped themselves doing now?
Well, most of them are back at work in the mining industry, though not underground. A few did work underground in the years that followed because it was the only work they could get. And that was difficult for them. It was very traumatic. But the ones who were doing the best are the ones who went back to work right away. One of the things that I discovered is that routine, going back to your work routine, to your family routines, is really healing. Now, a few of them have had some very public problems with domestic violence and alcohol abuse. One was in a hospital for a while, dealing with suicide ideation. And so, yeah, it was for them. It's been a sort of a mixed bag. Some have gone on to new public lives as inspirational speakers, and others are still dealing with some of the emotional problems from having been underground.
That's Hector Tobar, who's author of Deep Down Dark, The Untold Stories of 33 Men Buried in a Chilean Mine and the Miracle That Set Them Free, as we watch this rescue effort in Thailand for the boys who are still trapped in the cave, some of them. Hector, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we hope we can bring you the news tomorrow, the next day, that the five people left in that cave have been brought to safety.